what to do. You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first hour, pretty much all Durant. And I just throw one last point out there, and then we'll let the people go at this.
Okay.
When we talk about how people are unfairly judged for not winning rings, and you mentioned Iverson, and you know there have been some great players. Some of them, be it injury, some of them, though, got stuck on bad teams with bad management and bad ownership, and they stuck it out, and they never won.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at guys that if Iverson had not been – okay, Robert Horry we use as an example because somebody said, oh, well, he's got all these rings, so therefore it means he's great. No, because he was a fringe player – he could also wind up on these teams without getting paid a ton of money.
Yeah, like David West is now.
Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
Guys like that. And you know what? They were fine players. They helped their teams, but they were never the star. But a fringe player could do that, and Allen Iverson couldn't. So here's Kevin Durant, who finally has a chance to do something like that. LeBron James, who had a chance to do something like that a few years ago. How do you fault them? I think it just...
How come no one got on Kevin Garnett's ass when he left Minnesota and went to Boston?
And probably did it too late. I mean, he might have had a couple of more titles if he'd moved sooner. Because
people don't think about this. Kevin Garnett, at one point, you could argue was the best player in the NBA. The best overall player. Great defensively, great scorer. He wasted so many years in Minnesota where it was pretty clear they were never going to really build the right kind of team around him. No one got mad at him. No one got mad at him. No one got mad at Kevin Love when he left to go play with the Cavs, left Minnesota to go play with the Cavs. Why not?
Probably because Minnesota might have got a better player in that deal. But no, this has happened. It's just when you're talking about a guy who's a top five player in the league, it's rare that these guys get to move.
They don't move often.
And the reality is, let's say Andrew Wiggins develops into that kind of player, and he wants to move on in 3 years because they don't put enough players around
right.
him. Right.
If Minnesota mismanages them.
Yeah, which is always a possibility. Then is he going to get ripped like this? Gabriel asked, were people outraged when Kareem and Shaq went to LA? Well, Kareem was so long ago, but I mean that's what it used to be. The big guys went to LA and New York. The difference is they're just going to different teams now. This has always existed in some form or fashion. And
here's the other thing. I want people to think about before they get on this. Imagine if you're a Rockets fan. Imagine that LeBron James and Steph Curry and, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge all wanted to come play in Houston with James Harden. Not one of you would bat an eye at it and say it's not fair. The reason people think it's not fair, it's because their team isn't the one who put it together.
Sure was fair when Barkley and Pippen wanted to come here and play with Elijah.
Oh, they didn't have a problem with that. No yeah. problem there, boys. That's all right.
Drunk Bevo nails it. Weren't the Thunder looking for a better situation when they left Seattle?
No.
Ooh. All right, let's try Lou. Lou, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
What's going on, you guys? I love what you do. First-time caller. Been listening for about 2 years. Want to go in on Kevin Durant. It's not about him leaving. I'm all for a guy, you know, doing what he wants to do. It's who he went to.
But go why? To State. Why does it go matter where he goes?
Golden State handed him his butt to him, basically.
Okay.
I don't want to join you guys. I want to beat you guys.
Well, he can't.
I want to.
He can't beat them. That team's not good enough. And next year, it's definitely not going to be good enough when Russ Westbrook leaves. They're not good enough.
And that's fine and dandy. I would have stayed and signed a little 1-year, 10-year, and then, you know, left, but it's with the team he went to. But, he could have went anywhere else
why?
But Golden State.
The Spurs beat them 2 years ago. Was he not allowed to go there because they beat him?
That's true, and I'm not going to hand you back. Oh, he beat him last year.
But yeah, I mean, I'm saying you're going to limit the list of teams you can play for if you can never go somewhere where you lost to. I mean,
that's true. It's just like growing up when we play a game of a 3-on-3 pickup game. Nobody ever stopped and said, "Hold up, you guys beat us. Have me the time. Let's switch teams and go back at it again." Or that shows he has no heart.
No.
Oh, come on.
Shows he has some sense. He should have signed. This dude's been in Oklahoma City with basically the same cast and crew for 8 years. You're like, well, he should have signed a 1 year deal and seen if they could have done it. Why? He's been there for 8 years. If the team was good enough to win a championship, they would have won a championship by now. And next year, it's going to get nothing but worse.
And
you've got a chance to sign with Golden State this year. You're saying, oh, we'll wait till next year. Well, next year, the best situation he may find is in Portland. Why hamstring yourself to a team that probably doesn't have a chance to win?
817, non-competes aside, these callers wouldn't leave their job for a competitor if they could advance to a better position.
Every one of them would.
To compete. Everybody would. Everybody would. That's in the reality is
everyone has priorities, and not everyone would leave their jobs for a job where they make more money, but you might leave a job that's closer to home or you work with better people. Everybody's got a reason why they would leave the job that they're at. Not one of you wouldn't leave your job if something were better. And that's what Kevin Durant did. He prioritized what was most important to him. He put money, you know, in a lower spot and put winning at a higher spot, and he left. Let him do his thing.
All right, those of you who keep bringing the same Stephen A. Smith take, please don't call anymore. We've heard it. We disagree with it, okay? Any other team except the one that just beat you. That makes absolutely no sense to me.
TJ says the biggest difference here is Durant was 5 minutes away going to the finals and just decided to join the team that beat him. Listen, like I said, he's been there for 8 years. He's been close a lot of times. At some point, no matter how close you get tired of not winning. You get tired of it. And let me tell you something. Not only is he with better players now, he's with a lot better coach. He's with a better organization. He's in a better city. There's a lot of reasons why Kevin Durant left. A lot. It's easy to say, oh, he's not a competitor. Why? He wants to win. That's what competitors do. They want to win.
You know what's lost in this? There's no guarantees with this.
No.
And the Warriors are changing their team, basically. And they've been a team that went 10 deep with guys all over the floor, and they came at you in waves. This is going to change what they are. Now, you have to do it, right? Because you get a guy like this, you take that chance. But what if Steph Curry starts getting beat up at the end of the year again? Well, what if Durant gets hurt? They don't have the depth now. And, you know, maybe it doesn't work out. Maybe the chemistry doesn't work. Maybe, you know, sometimes you put a bunch of star players together. And anybody who lived in Houston when the Rockets brought in Barkley and Pippen, that did not work. As good as those guys were, even at that stage of their career, did not work. It's always a chance it doesn't work. And for those of you guys who hate it, then root against them.
Chance, real question. What was wrong with signing a one-year deal and staying in Oklahoma City and trying to beat the Warriors? Nothing wrong with it. But keep in mind, the Warriors were 18 games better than the Thunder were last year. 18 games in the regular season. It's not like these teams were neck and neck all year. The Thunder played a tough playoff series. The Spurs were a way better, or the Warriors were a way better team than the Thunder. Way better over the course of the year. And Kevin Durant knows it. And you say, what's wrong with signing a one-year deal? Well, what's wrong with leaving? He's been there 8 years. 8 years. Nine, if you count the year that he was in Seattle with the same organization, and they didn't get over the hump. So you say, what's wrong with staying one more year? There's nothing wrong had he chose to stay one more year, just like there's nothing wrong with choosing to leave.
You know what? This is the same organization that traded away their third star because they didn't want to pay everybody.
Yeah.
And
by the way, they just did it for the second time.
Yeah. Yeah. So
rather than pay James Harden, they traded him. Rather than pay Serge Ibaka when he comes up, they traded him.
El Jefe says, I think most people are just low-key mad that it's going to be another year of ESPN riding Golden State and more Golden State constant coverage.
No, most people are low-key mad because their team is nowhere near Golden State's level. That's why they're low-key mad. Because, again, if all these guys played for insert your favorite team, you wouldn't bitch or cry one bit. You'd gloat and you'd be happy that your team was going to be kicking heads in.
Now you got something to root against.
Yep. It's just like when the Yankees were in their dynasty in the 90s. Nobody liked it except Yankees fans. And Yankees fans loved it. And everybody else wanted to beat the Yankees. And when they did, it was a big celebration. It was awesome. Just like Cleveland just beat Golden State. And that's what made it cool was that the best team on paper didn't win. So now it's just a little bit tougher to beat that evil empire, if you will. So go out there and make your teams better.
All right, here's another completely wrong thing that I keep saying. The NBA is hypocrites. They allowed this but blocked the Chris Paul trade to L.A. That was a trade.
Trades and free agents.
Free agents can go where they want as long as teams can make room for them. It is not the same thing. And, yeah, you can argue that they shouldn't have done that, but they did. That was a trade.
I didn't like that they did that either.
Yeah.
But the reality is if the NBA were – if it was some sort of a conspiracy – trust me, the NBA would have let that Chris Paul trade happen because it's in the NBA's best interest for the Lakers to be the best team. It really is.
Lakers, Celtics, Knicks.
Yeah.
If it were up to the NBA.
Those three teams would be.
Yeah, the Lakers would have all the Warriors players.
Those three teams would be Warriors, Spurs, Cavaliers now.
Yeah, exactly.
You think they like it that their best markets right now are Oakland, Cleveland, and San Antonio, Texas?
And you know what it might be in 5 years? Minnesota.
Yeah, you think they want that instead of Boston, L.A., New York, and Philly? Trust me, the NBA wishes those teams were worth a damn. All right, guys, I got to tell you one more time about Gary Trichter. This was a no-refusal weekend, 4th of July weekend, and I don't know about you guys, but where I was down by the beach, there were a lot of cops out. They were pulling people over, and it was a no-refusal weekend. If they thought you were drunk, they could take your blood. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, guys, I'm here to tell you there's still hope, even if you failed the test the police gave you. Remember, breath tests, they're inaccurate, they're unreliable. The police breath test machine isn't even warranted fit for breath testing. Most states have gone away from the machine because it's just old technology. Same with the blood test. They're not testing your actual blood like a medical doctor would do. They're testing the air above your blood. It's an indirect, circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston, one of only four board-certified DWI specialists in the entire state, and he's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. If you failed the breath or blood test, DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone, 713-524-1010. Let him defend your rights. Or you can visit him online, texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I-10 the Katy Freeway westbound at Eldridge. There's an accident and a couple of wrecks in right lanes. Also watch for a problem on I-10 the Baytimes Freeway eastbound at Mercury. This report is brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Play Mega Millions from the Texas Lottery today. The current estimated annuitized jackpot is $454 million. Mega winnings could be yours. You can even mega apply for a chance to increase your non-jackpot prizes up to $5 million. What are you waiting for? From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Yeah, I'd like to give away some poker spots. We don't have any open lines. This is all anybody wants. There's 1,000 things I'd like to get to today. I don't think it's going to happen.
We haven't even gotten the Rockets, what they did in free agency.
Yeah.
And remember, I don't know. I feel like this is almost bitterness by, again, like I said, I think the teams that aren't able to pull stuff like this off are bitter. If you're a Rockets fan and your big offseason signings are Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon, of course you're bitter that a team that's already better than you just got Kevin Durant. It's not fair. It feels that way. I get it. But yeah, that's the way sports works, guys. Your team isn't always a team that gets all the best players. Hard times.
Well, and we'll get to the Rockets because for what they are, that's about as good as they were going to do.
Yeah.
Was those two guys.
And it's not good enough.
No, it's not.
And Rockets, they honestly might not be a playoff team next year.
I don't know, because I don't like the coach, but at least they're getting players who do what he wants, which is shoot and don't play defense.
They're the masters of that.
And get hurt a lot.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, I think after Golden State and San Antonio, maybe the Clippers, I really got no clue about the rest of these teams. I mean, I think they're all pretty close. I actually like what the Mavericks have done. I don't know if that makes them a top five team in the West or a four, but I like what they've done. Getting Bogut and Barnes, they were kind of the beneficiary of the Warriors having to dump guys. I don't really know about, you know, the Grizzlies spending a lot of money for Chandler Parsons. I mean, does that really help you?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
didn't lose much either, mind you. Portland, I think, is in the same boat. They added some pieces, didn't really lose much.
Yeah, they're kind of...
I still think Minnesota takes a step forward this year.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if they don't. And I can't believe the Pelicans were as bad as they were last year. They've got to get better, don't they?
Well, they're losing a lot of pieces, too.
Yeah. But at least from a Rockets perspective, yeah, they weren't going to be in on any of the big dogs. This is the level they're going to get. I think it makes – they fit what D'Antoni wants to do. Now, I have a fundamental issue with the head coach anyway.
Yeah.
But they'll be out there shooting threes and scoring points, and maybe they do it better than they did last year, so they wind up with a better record. But I at best, I see this team as –
What they were this year.
I think they can be better, but not significantly. I think sixth in the West is the highest I could see for them. And I could also see them 11th or 12th.
I just see a 500 team that lost their best defensive player and basically replaced them with two guys who don't play defense at all. And
yeah,
the flaw in this team already was that they were poor defensively, and they're not going to get any better at that.
No, but I guess there's a part of me that says, all right, you might as well just go all in on being what you are.
Yeah.
And try to outscore people. All right, let's blast through some phone calls.
You remember, they kind of did that last year.
Yeah, well, I think they've got better guys to do that with now. I mean, I think if these guys are healthy, which neither one of them have been.
Yeah.
But they fit better as far as spacing and shooting threes. So if you got guys who can at least score and not play defense, that's better than guys like, you know, having Trevor Ariza out there firing threes and still not playing defense.
The only teams that outscored them in the Western, like the Western Conference playoff teams, well, and Eastern Conference playoff teams for that matter, none of the teams in the Eastern Conference outscored the Rockets last year. The Warriors did, and the Thunder did. That's the only two teams, playoff teams, that scored more points per game than the Rockets. So all right, they could score, but they could score last year.
All right, let's take Joey. What's up, Joey?
Sports,
Joey.
Listen, I want to say bravo to you guys talking about it. Sports. Kevin Durant signed a contract to be a professional basketball player, not a professional Thunder, not a professional Warrior, not a professional Rocket, a basketball player. So if the Oakland Warriors, the Golden State Warriors, are a basketball team, he's going to fit right in no matter what. Yeah, he made his money. Yeah, he is going after a championship, but as a professional, that's what you do, just like you guys have been saying. Did he win a national championship in college? No. So now he's going after what he couldn't do in his career to have a championship. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And maybe he will end up back in Oklahoma City to make the fans happy, but that's really not what it's about. It's a business, like you guys have been saying. I love you guys. Been listening to you since you were on lunch. Love it that you're on the drive home now. And talk up our Lamar Cardinals in Beaumont. We need all the support we can get.
All right. Thanks, man. Yeah. Well, he's right. I think part of the problem is, you know, teams want you to buy into them, right? It's why everybody, we see this every year. We saw it with the Texans, with everybody who paid all this money for Andre Johnson jerseys, and then they cut him and people are mad. Because that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you to buy tickets and be a fan and feel like you're a part of it. And I can see why fans of a team or player might feel betrayed in that situation, because that's been shoved down your throat for years. But the reality is, you know, if you step back and try to look at it the same way that person would, I still have not heard the good argument against, and I really want to hear one. Kevin. Well, not Kevin. Let's try Brad. Sorry. What's up, Brad?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Right. Hey, so Durant signed a 1-year deal with a second-year player option, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So the way I see it, more than likely he's probably not going to be there next year or the year after next. So, yeah. I really expect he and Westbrook to team up again in Los Angeles. So, you know, if he's just going to play 1 year on a 1 year deal, really, why go back to a place that you know, you couldn't make it happen, you know, with Ibaka and with some of the other puzzles. You know, why not go to the best team, the Cavaliers, but why not go to the best team and join the best team for that 1 year? Almost, you know, get your best guarantee that you're going to get another shot at it. And then, you know, do what I suspect he was going to do all along anyway and join Westbrook and Los Angeles and see what Los Angeles, you know, I mean, see what L.A. can do building, you know, putting pieces around them this year and next year before they show up.
That's a possibility, you know, for Westbrook. I also think it's a possibility that Russell Westbrook signs with the Spurs and we're doing this same show next year where people are bitching and complaining because the rich are getting richer. And yeah, that's what the NBA is. Sports is.
But as far as Durant's deal, the reason he did it like that is so he can opt out next year like LeBron did this year and get paid a ridiculous amount more money. And that's where the Warriors are going to have problems next year is, you know, because this is already kind of cutting into bone. But to re-sign him for what it's going to cost next year and Steph Curry's max contract, probably talking about losing Iguodala.
Yeah.
And maybe somebody else too. So anyway, Tyler. What's up?
Hey, he kind of led into my question. I agree with you 100%, Fred, but I was just wondering if he did just go 1 year and win a championship and then move on, how would that look? What would be y'all's opinion on how do you think people would receive that? Just curious.
I think he'd get ripped, whatever he did.
Yeah, he'll get ripped again.
I think people would say, oh, he just went there and wore his one title, and now he's going to get paid. Yeah, no matter what he does, I don't think. Yeah, and if he stays there, he's going to get ripped for that, too. I don't think he can win.
The only way he could have won is if we'd have stayed in Oklahoma City, which he's done for years and years, and they've not gotten any better. At some point, you got to do what makes you happy and not what makes Joe Blow NBA fan happy.
All right, let's try Chris. Go, Chris.
Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? This is the point, the argument I want to make as far as the Durant deal. Everybody keeps saying the same repetitive thing, him going to the team that kicked him out. The thing is, what no one is saying is he had the team in Oklahoma City. The Spurs was a historically good team this season. Facts. Who beat them? The Oklahoma City Thunder. Next round. Golden State is a historically great season. Who had them against the ropes? The 3-1 Oklahoma City Thunder. Had them up 3-1. At that point, no one was saying that it isn't going to work. Him and Westbrook ain't going to work. He can't get it done. And guess what? He folded. He folded at that point. It had nothing to do with him not having everything he needed. And everyone keeps saying that he's going to Golden State to win rings.
Let me ask you,
an opportunity right there.
Let me ask you this. Did he fold or did the best team in the league just start to show up and play like the best team in the league? Because that's what it looked to me like the Warriors flipped a switch and started playing like the Warriors.
But we talking about a few missed baskets from Klay Thompson in Oklahoma City advance. If he doesn't catch fire, they even had him on the ropes in the elimination game. If he doesn't catch fire, we're having a whole different discussion right now. If he just misses a few baskets, you know, we say he's going to a better coach than Steve Kerr. Let's talk about Billy Donovan. It's a great coach. He put out the blueprint, the formula. He showed that these guys can be beat if you beat them up.
No.
He put it out there.
Cleveland showed the formula on how to do it. Oklahoma State didn't do it. Oklahoma State got close to winning and didn't win, which is what Oklahoma State's done for the last 8 years that they've been in Oklahoma. They've gotten close and not won a damn thing. That's you guys are failing to understand this.
Well, and again, there was no guarantee they were going to be better next year. I don't know if the Ibaka trade was going to be a positive for them or not. I mean, they got some good players back, but I don't know if it made them better next year. And again, look at his history there where they traded James Harden because they didn't want to go into the luxury tax. Now they've traded Serge Ibaka because they don't want to pay him. If you're a player there, do you look at that and say, this is a recipe for us to get better? Or do you look at that and say, you know what? I'm going to go to some place that's willing to spend the money and go into the luxury tax.
Well, think about this, Fred. If the Warriors had lost to the Thunder, let's put that out there for it. Let's say the Thunder win Game 7, and they go on to lose to the Cavs. And Kevin Durant signs with the Warriors then, is that okay? Or would no. You know people would still be pissed off
about
it.
It's
not fair because the Warriors won 73 games. It's not about that the Thunder almost beat the Warriors. It's not about that to you guys. It's about the best team in the league just got better, and it doesn't seem fair because your team sucks.
All right. Let's take a quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 832 says, did you guys see the future odds for the title on the Golden State after the signing 4-5? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No.
No. So Spurs 15-1. Any value there? To me, the only value is if you're betting on somebody to get hurt.
15-1 is, I mean...
Ordinarily on face value, you tell me Spurs are 15-1. I'm jumping all over it. I just
for a team that won 67 games last year, 15-1 is a good number. But I just don't know if they're good enough to beat this team.
And what concerns me is, I know Duncan wasn't great last year, but that's a guy
he'll be worse this year.
Well,
if he plays,
and okay, so you're placing with Gasol, but that's a big loss. I think Parker's slowing down a little. Ginobili's not what he was. I mean, you still got some very good players there, and you got the best coach in the league. So
Spurs also moved Boris Diaw, who was a key guy for them.
Yeah, and just a perfect Spur.
Yeah.
But
I've been saying they need a legit, post presence.
And they've got to get younger at some positions. And, I mean, they've got two young stars there. So, they're the second-best team in the West. So, if you're getting 15-1 on the second-best team,
It's
not the worst thing, and you're banking that somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Basically you're banking that somebody gets hurt for Golden State and Cleveland, because I'm not sure they'd beat Cleveland either, but I don't know. Let's try Jason.
Jason, sports.
Hey, sports. I just want to make a little comment about the Durant signing. I think that's the smartest thing that anybody's done in basketball is to go up there to Golden State right now. You talk about the hottest team in the league, young. They're willing to win. They're willing to take the risk, and he's willing to go up there and do that. I don't know what everybody's crying about, but he wants to win a championship. Like you guys said earlier, he's been in Oklahoma for, 8 years, and they haven't brought him anything. Why would you want to stay there? Why would you want to sign a one-year deal to repeat what they've done the last, two, 3 years?
Yeah, and he's not going to come out and rip him, but they have made some questionable decisions there. And we talked about that before. And a lot of people, if I were him, I would have gone here. Well, if I were him, I would have gone to San Antonio because I'd rather live in Texas. That's me. I mean, what we would do has nothing to do with this guy. Devin. What's up, Devin?
Hello?
Hey, sports.
Sports, fellas. Yeah, when it comes to KD and his decision, everybody's going to have their own opinion. He shouldn't have went to the Warriors because – in a sense, they feel that they're cheating. How do you stop a team with that firepower? But the problem, only problem I have, I don't care that he left the Thunder. You're right, leave OKC because you're not winning there. That is fine. I have no problem with that. I'm not mad that he even signed with the Warriors. Actually, I think it's a genius idea that he signed with the Warriors. Only problem I have when it comes to KD as an individual player, that you want to be the best. The best person out there on the floor. You don't want to be second best. You don't want to be third best behind a LeBron James or a Steph Curry. You want to be the best. But to be the best, you have to beat the best. I'm not saying he's wrong for joining them because he's doing what he needs to do to win his rings. But what I am saying is for competitiveness. I'm like, when you're a basketball player, football player, hockey or whatever, that competitiveness is what keeps you going. Their competitiveness is what's going there. I'm not saying the Warriors aren't not a competitive team, but now you just in a sense showed that You can't compete against them. So guess what? I'm going to compete with them. And that's the problem I have, because in order to be the best, you have to beat the best.
Well, right now, the best is the Cavs. If you don't remember, the Warriors aren't the NBA champions. They got beat. They're not. This isn't the greatest team in the history of the whole world. They lost to the Cavs. And I got to tell you guys, if you think this Warriors team is going to be the Steph Curry show like it was last year, if you don't think Kevin Durant's going to get his, you don't pay attention to what's going on out there. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin Durant has as many, if not more, shots than Steph Curry this year. They're going to change the way they play. Kevin Durant, still, he's going to be a focal point of that offense. He's not going there to be, you know, second fiddle, believe it or not.
You know, what if you're Kevin Durant and you, what are you, I'm not quite sure what people are wanting. Are you supposed to be better than LeBron and Steph Curry? Is that what you're supposed to be? Is that what they're kind of going with? It's like, well, if I'm better than those guys, I can win it without them.
I guess.
What if you're looking at it saying, maybe I need one of those guys to win one? Maybe at this stage of my career, this is what I am. I'm still one of the best in the league, but
honestly, what's
can't
happened,
do it with what we got.
This is just trickling to the NBA, but this is built from the AAU level where these guys are recruited to play together so they can have the best team. And now it's trickled into college where the, you know, five of the top 10 recruits go to Kentucky to play together so they can win a championship. That's just what team sports is now. If it's these guys who grow up around each other and they realize, you know what, man, we'd have a good time playing together. We'd have a good chance to win playing together. So they do. And we get salty about it. And college basketball fan that's not Kentucky fan has been salty about it for the last 4 or 5 years. But that's what kids do now. And there's no point in getting mad at it. You just need to hope that your team gets it together and does something similar, is able to pull some guys and make something happen.
Eugene Singh, fan, saying he should have stayed one more year. Seemed to forget championships don't come easy. Ask the Warriors how that went. And Chad asks, Blitz is moving to Oakland or Cleveland. Which city do you choose? Base answer off sports teams only, not money. That's impossible for me because money would have to be a big part of either one.
Well, yeah, if the money's the same, I'll live in Cleveland because
it's cheaper to live there.
It's cheaper to live in Cleveland. Well, and you guys act like Kevin Durant's about to live in the ghetto of Oakland. Kevin Durant's going to have a mansion in San Francisco.
Yeah, he's going to be across
the hill.
Yep, with everybody else.
Which, by the way, a lot of people aren't understanding this. They're building a new arena for the Warriors that's going to be in San Francisco, not in Oakland. So everybody's like, oh, why is he? Why, Oakland's no better than Oklahoma City. Trust me, Kevin Durant won't be living in Oakland. He'll be up on a hill, up on Snob Hill is what they call it out there. He'll have a ridiculous mansion, and he'll be fine.
281, you guys are missing the point entirely. You don't hug and make friends with the guy that slapped you in the face and took your girl.
He didn't slap him in the face and take his girl. They beat him at a basketball game.
Yeah. And what if I want you to take my girl? Then I'd kind of be okay with it. Anyway. All right. Quick break. Well, I have a gym of the day coming up, so we can at least get off this topic for a second. But
by the way, getting slapped in the face and someone takes your girl, if he stayed in Oklahoma City, he's going back to the girl that just got banged. You don't want that either.
By an entire team.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, you know, go back to the team that wasn't good enough. Because then if you don't do that, you're not a competitor.
All right.
Even if you've done it for 8 years already.
Since we have some phone lines open, let me give away some seats to the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. The first round is Thursday, July 7th at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. The tournament starts at 7, but you must register to play by 6:45. Top 25 in the qualifier, win a seat in the final round, and a chance to win the grand prize. A 55-inch Hair HD TV and $500 cash. Wow, that's pretty good. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. We'll take callers 10, 11, and 12. And if you want to play at my table, let them know, and we'll put you on the list. It's already halfway full, so if you don't, that's cool. You don't have to mention that. But if you want to sit down with me and some cool blitzers, just let them know. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN975.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Second round of the of poker. The Blitz Summer Classic is Thursday. We're playing at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. The Big Stack Poker League is tournament director. Sign in for available seats. We'll begin at 5. We'll shuffle up and deal at 7:15 to find the top 25 who will advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize. And we've given away a few spots already. We'll give away more here in a little bit. And it's Thursday. If you don't win a spot, you can still come out as long as you get there by 6:45 and get signed up. And should be a lot of fun. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, the thing that sucks about being gone for 3 days, I literally have 4 very good possibilities for Gem of the Day. So some of these I may push back a week or push back a couple days. One of my favorites is Italian researchers tell you pasta doesn't make you fat. That's a good one.
Thank you.
But
that's good to know.
We'll save that for later because we'll do a 4th of July one because we go to Des Moines, Iowa, where a man was arrested for allegedly firing Roman candles at 4 a.m., telling police as they took him to jail that he'd do it again with a blunt in his mouth because this is America. Hmm. They gave him a chance to stop. They first arrived at the apartment on a report of loud fireworks that bothered the neighbors. They found Quinlan Reed O'Meara, 23, holding fireworks on the corner of 10th and Chestnut Streets. They confiscated his fireworks and said if he was caught setting them off again, he'd go to jail. As he walked away, police noticed he smelled of alcohol, staggered, and had bloodshot, watery eyes. Soon as the police left, neighbors call again. He was walking out of an apartment holding a Roman candle in one hand and a lighter in the other. Told officers he was walking outside to light a firework from his front door. He added that when he gets out of jail, he's going to light another one off, and he's going to do it in a blunt with his mouth because this is America. He was taken to Polk County Jail on charges of public intoxication, disorderly conduct, and using fireworks. He waived his right to an attorney and pleaded guilty to the charges.
Womp.
I'm not so sure Roman candle and blunt together is a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that either.
Probably what caused Jason Pierre-Paul's fingers to blow off.
Could be.
Just saying. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Interesting. 405 says, moved to Houston from OKC last summer. Had the pleasure to watch KD help grow the city from the parks, books, tornado donations, among countless other things and other organizations. It was a pleasure. His legacy as a player may take a hit from some, but I'm grateful for the long-term effects he still had. Still love him no matter where he plays. Can't be mad at business.
Quit being rational.
That's about the most rational thing I think I've heard today.
You're not allowed to do that.
All right. We're going to do 2 more phone calls, and then we're going to...
You guys with your clear thinking.
Oscar. You're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys. What's up?
Sports, Oscar.
Hey, so I wanted to talk about something that I don't think anybody else is really talking about, and that's the added pressure that Golden State now has to win the championship. I think we're kind of just crowning them the champions, and for obvious reasons. But, I mean, KD, I think a caller called a while ago said he kind of folded in that Western Conference semifinals, and I think, you know, adding him to the mix is obviously huge on the offensive end, but defensively I don't think he does much. But anyways, I think they have added pressure, and if they don't win, what are people going to say? And then just a little second part of my question is, even if they do win, is there going to be an asterisk next to that championship that they win? I mean, is anybody really going to say, oh, they really did it? I mean, this team is an all-star team. So I'd like to hear what y'all have to say,
no,
guys.
There will be no asterisk.
Yeah, asterisks are the worst thing in sport.
That that's not going to happen.
No.
But no one's saying that we're not crowning anybody here. Honestly, if the season started today, I'd probably pick Cleveland again. Cause,
yeah, I think they win the West if they're healthy.
I think so, yeah. But I think if they stay healthy, they do. Although, do I think they're going to win 73 games again? Probably not. Probably not this year. I think it takes a little time for that chemistry to really come to.
Yeah, as far as pressure goes, if they don't win, I do think Durant gets the blame.
Probably.
This team won 73 games without him, and you know, they're kind of dismantling the second half, the back half of this team in order to bring him on. So, yeah, if they don't win, then he'll get a lot of blame. But guess what? Apparently he got a lot of blame when they didn't win in Oklahoma City.
Yep.
Maybe not enough. I don't know. One more. Trent, You're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Real quick on KD, pretty much completely agree with you guys. Like, nobody complains about any of us leaving a job because it's best for us or our families. I don't understand why we put these athletes on a pedestal and complain about them. But really what I wanted to talk about was Kevin Garnett, you brought up earlier. That dude was traded to Boston. He was just fine with Boston. He was loyal as hell. Actually, I'm from Minnesota. I grew up watching that guy. Took my five-year-old son back to Minnesota this last season and took him to a game wearing my old KG jersey. Looked like a dress on my kid. And KG came over and talked to me for about a minute, and I told him that it hurt me to see him play in another team's uniform. And KG looked me square in the eye and told me, "Believe me, brother, it hurt me a lot more than it hurt you."
I don't believe
that
for a second.
That guy's loyal as hell.
You really think he's not glad that he went off somewhere and won?
I think that he's glad, but I think he didn't want to leave Minnesota. And if you look at those trade deals, they had talked about trading him for a long time, and he resisted it for a long time. And he's glad to be back in Minnesota, and he'll probably end up owning part of that team or coaching that team.
Because I do feel like if you consider, you know, you being a Minnesota fan, you realize if Kevin Garnett had spent his entire year in Minnesota or his entire career in Minnesota, he wouldn't have any rings. They were incapable of building a franchise around that guy. They were.
713-780-ESPN. Yeah, apparently they signed David West to a minimum deal, which is Warriors do.
Yeah,
seeing that, so that's a good pickup for depth purposes.
And he's going to play for the veteran minimum, take $1 million, 1.4 or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
You'll see a lot of that because players want the same thing that Durant does. They want to get a chance to go and get a win. The man says rational 405 texture. Don't get me wrong; most of the state is upset about it, but there's some of us who aren't. It always sucks when you lose.
You don't like to lose.
No,
your star
nobody
players.
Wants to lose your star player, and I understand that bitterness. I do. If you're an Oklahoma City fan, I get it. You're entitled to be a little bit bitter. But the people who are just, well, he went to the team that beat him. Huh? That I don't get. And, yeah, I don't know. I still haven't heard any. I've heard a lot of people try to make a good case why he should have done something else, but I haven't really heard that case yet. All right. When we come back, can we? We talk about the Rockets, did, because we've gone almost 2 hours. No mention of the local team. I mean, I guess we can do more of this. Is there anything left for us to? I mean, we've done 2 hours. I think we've covered every angle. Tanner said, one time my dad told me he'd never leave me, and he divorced my mom when I was 2.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But listen, your dad went on to a better life.
I mean, we're assuming. We don't know. I mean, it might have gone downhill. Just because that worked out for some of us doesn't mean it's worked out for everybody. Anyway, well, I'll tell you what, though. That was almost the worst transition ever. Guys, if you're looking for a great place to take a lady and you really want to impress her, or ladies, if you want to impress a guy, hey, this is a great first date place. It's a great date if you're trying to rekindle things. Maybe you guys haven't been talking much lately. Well, go to the Melting Pot. This is a terrific opportunity to make her happy. To make you happy, you're going to get a 4-course fondue experience. It brings you closer than any other ordinary date because they've got these nice isolated booths where you can sit there and you cook the food right there at the table together. And some of it you're going to share. And that just makes it an awesome experience. So you wind up talking a lot. And you know what? Took the wife there. We had a blast. Actually, you know, had a great conversation, which, you know, sometimes when you're married for 7 years, you need something like that, right? But I'll tell you what, she is going to love it. And if it's a first date, man, you want to blow her away, this is the way to do it. They're on Westheimer, 1.5 miles west of the Galleria. And trust me, you are going to do just fine with her if you take her there. And ladies, same thing, man. You're trying to get the right guy, take you home, go to the Melting Pot. He's going to do it. They guarantee the staff will do everything possible to ensure that fondue effect works for you. And the staff there is great. They've got a great wine selection, great beer selection, and the food is fantastic. 713-332-5546 to make a reservation. That's 713-332-5546. Once again, Westheimer, 1.5 miles west of the Galleria. Check them out at meltingpot.com/Houston.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.